सर्वेभ्यः अद्य विभक्तिवर्गे चतुर्दशः पाठः जनवरी मासस्य षोडशः दिनाङ्कः रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभिहता निशाचरचमूः रामाय तस्मै नमः रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहं रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे भो राम मामुद्धर गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो सर्वेषां मकरसङ्क्रमणस्य शुभाशयाः वयमिदानीं चतुर्थी विभक्तेः अध्ययने स्मः तत्र प्रधानतया सम्प्रदानवाचकात् चतुर्थी विभक्तिः भवति सम्प्रदानं नाम किम् इत्यत्र प्रथमं यद्लक्षणं तद्दृष्टं दानक्रियायाः विषये कस्मै ददाति इति प्रश्नस्य उत्तरं दानं ददाति तत्र किञ्चित् वस्तु भवति कर्म पुस्तकं ददाति फलं ददाति इत्यादि तस्य कर्मणः उद्देश्यं टु हूम् द आब्जेक्ट् इस् इण्टेण्डेड् द इण्टेण्डेड् रिसिपियण्ट् आफ् द आब्जेक्ट् आफ् गिविङ्ग् इस् काल्ड् सम्प्रदान सम्प्रदानवाचकात् चतुर्थी विभक्तिः भवति यथा बालः मित्राय पुस्तकं ददाति तत्र बालः कर्ता पुस्तकं कर्म मित्रं सम्प्रदानम् हि इस् द रेसिपियण्ट् आफ् द बुक् अतः मित्रं सम्प्रदानं तस्मात् चतुर्थी विभक्तिः दृश्यते छात्रा अग्रजायै लेखनीं ददाति अत्र अग्रजा सम्प्रदानम् सो इन् केस् आफ् सम्प्रदान वि हाव् चतुर्थी विभक्ति एण्ड् वि प्राक्टीस्ड् द रूपस् आफ् चतुर्थी विभक्ति बालाय बालाभ्यां बालेभ्यः इति पुल्लिङ्गे रूपाणि बालिकायै बालिकाभ्यां बालिकाभ्यः इति स्त्रीलिङ्गे मित्राय मित्राभ्यां मित्रेभ्यः इति नपुंसकलिङ्गे रूपाणि भवन्ति अद्य अग्रे सरामः सर्वनाम्नां चतुर्थीविभक्तिरूपाणि पश्यामः सः इत्यस्य तस्मै ताभ्यां तेभ्यः सा इति स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दस्य तस्यै ताभ्यां ताभ्यः पुल्लिङ्गे तेभ्यः स्त्रीलिङ्गे ताभ्यः एवं पुल्लिङ्गे तस्मै स्त्रीलिङ्गे तस्यै पुनः नपुंसके पुल्लिङ्गवद्रूपाणि तस्मै ताभ्यां तेभ्यः एतच्छब्दस्य एतस्मै एताभ्याम् एतेभ्यः एतस्यै एताभ्याम् एताभ्यः एतस्मै एताभ्याम् एतेभ्यः देयर् इस् अ टैपिङ्ग् एरर् हियर् सो द नपुंसकलिङ्ग फार्म् is the same as the pullinga form in both tat and etat just one moment so etasmai etabhyam etebhyah iti नपुंसकलिङ्गे मह्यम् आवाभ्याम् अस्मभ्यम् इति अस्मद्शब्दस्य तुभ्यं युवाभ्यां युष्मभ्यम् इति युष्मच्छब्दस्य च रूपाणि अस्य अभ्यासं कुर्मः सर्वेषु वचनेषु वाक्यानि वक्तव्यानि यथा राजा तस्मै बालकाय वस्त्रं ददाति ताभ्यां बालकाभ्यां वस्त्रं ददाति तेभ्यः बालकेभ्यः वस्त्रं ददाति इत्येवं वाक्यानि वक्तव्यानि वरदराजन् महोदय
राजा तस्यै बालिकायै शाटिका ददाति
शाटिकां ददाति
राजा ताभ्यां बालिकाभ्यां शाटिकां ददाति
సంప్రదాన చతుర్థీ విభక్తి సో శాటికాం దదాతి ఇస్ ఫైన్
శాటికాం దదాతి
సమ్యక్ గురు
రాజా తస్మై మిత్రాయ హారః దదాతి హారం
దదాతి
రాజా తస్మై తాభ్యాం మిత్రాభ్యాం హారం దదాతి రాజా
పద్మనాభన్ మహోదయ
Yes, I'm first joining today, so I'm going to give it a try.
Okay, sure.
Raja, yatasai, vitraya, దదాతి ఓకే రాజా ఏతాభ్యాం విత్రాభ్యాం గృహం దదాతి రాజా ఏతేభ్యః విత్రేభ్యః గృహం దదాతి
సమ్యక్ వైద్యనాథన్
రాజా ఏతస్యై కర్మకర్యై నాణకాని దదాతి ఏతాభ్యాం కర్మకరీభ్యాం నాణకాని దదాతి రాజా ఏతాభ్యః కర్మకరీభ్యః నాణకాని దదాతి
పాల్ పాల్ No, I am not able to hear you.
Yeah, okay. So I didn't hear the last one that cut out, so let me see if I can do this. Cause so we're on Ashvaha, right? Okay.
Yes, Etat Kutumbam, right.
Yeah, okay. So, Etat Kutumbam Ashvaha Dadanti.
No. Raja etasmai.
Raja etas. Raja etasmai. Kutumbam.
Kutumbaya.
This is tough now because I missed last week. So, okay, kutumbaya. Ashwan. Yeah, that's right. Ashwan. And then it's Etebhyaha Kutumbhyaha Raja Etebhyaha Kutumbhyaha
Kutumbebhyaha
Kutumbebhyaha Ashwa
Ashwan dadati.
Ashwan dadati. Right. Okay. And then Raja. Etebhyah.
Etabhyam. You did the Bahuvachana, so we missed the Dvivachanam. Etabhyam.
Yeah. I'm thinking I did the Dvi. Okay. But again. Raja etabhyam tumbhyam ashvan dadati.
Right. So Raja etasmai kutumbaya ashvan dadati. Etabhyam kutumbabhyam ashvan dadati. Etebhyah kutumbebhyah ashvan dadati.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Venkateshwaran.
Raja Raja Mahyam Sajjanaha Sajjanabhyam
Sajjanaya
Sajjanaya Sajjanaya Padavim Dadati
Padavim Dadati
Padavim Dadati Raja Avabhyam Sajjanabhyam Padavim Dadati Raja Asmabhyam Sajjanebhyah Padavim Dadati
Samik Asmabhyam Sajjanebhyah Teshu Vakyeshu Sajjana is a Visheshana to Aham. Okay. Sajjanaya Mahyam, to me who is a good man. Ityartha. Sajjanaya Mahyam Padavim Dadati. Sajjanabhyam Avabhyam Padavim Dadati. Sajjanebhyah Asmabhyam Padavim Dadati. Rao Mahone. Nashruyate. Rao Mahodaya. Unable to hear you. Harish Mahodaya.
Raja, Tubhyam Tapasyai Chirani Nadi. Raja, Yuvabhyam Tapasibhyam Chirani Dadati. Raja Nishpalbhyam Tapasibhyam Chirani Dadati.
Samyak. So, Tubhyam Yuvabhyam Yushmabhyam Chiram. Chiram is the bark garment which ascetics wear. So, Chirani. The other word should be clear. Evam. Dana kriyayam da karmanaha uddeshyam. So the intended recipient of the karma gets sampradana. Okay. So now we will see another case of sampradana. Balakaya modakam rochate. Maharajaya sangeetam rochate. Mahyam samskritam rochate. So what is the meaning of these sentences? Balakaya modakam rochate. The usual way to translate it would be, say, the boy likes sweet. But that's not exactly parallel construction to these. I mean, that construction is slightly changed. I mean, it conveys the bhavartha, but not the exact construction. Because it changes the boy likes meat. Balakaha modakam ichyati. That is what it is exactly. So this construction is not very natural to English, but it is seen in most Indian languages. Say, enak sweet pudikum. So enak is chaturthi. So similarly in Kannada, you have nanage ishta. So, I like it. So, this construction with chaturthi is common to most Indian languages. So this exact construction you cannot translate to English with the, keeping the, you know, grammatical parts intact. So the boy likes sweet, or a better translation would be sweet delights the boy. Okay, that is the intention, because modakam is the karta here. Okay, so whatever the thing is like, it makes the boy like itself. So the sweet delights him or makes him like itself. So that is approximate translation. But I mean, for Indian languages, it's a fairly common construction. So balakaya modakam rochate. Okay, it means sweets delight the boy, or the boy likes sweet. Either way. So maharajaya sangeetam rochate. Mahyam samskritam rochate. I like Sanskrit, or Sanskrit delights me, or Sanskrit makes me like it. So something like that. Okay. So in these cases, when we are using this rochate, the dhatu, the person who is delighted, who is pleased, gets chaturthi vibhakti, because it is called sampradana. So sampradana is a technical term. So he is called sampradana, and because of that, it gets chaturthi vibhakti. Yodhaya ashvaha rochante. You can see the kriyapada changes with the vachana of this. So this is not here. Samskritam rochate, ashvaha rochante. So in both cases, the sampradana, or mahyam rochate, yodhaya rochante. Okay. So as you can see, the vachana of rochate changes depending on what is liked, not who is liking. Okay. You can say yodha mahyam samskritam rochate, avabhyam samskritam rochate, asmabhyam samskritam rochate. So if you change this part, the rochate will not change. It does not depend on who is liking it. It will change depend on what. So Sanskrit delights. So, and horses delight. Right. So that construction gives you the idea of the vachana. So Sanskrit delights me. Horses delight the warrior. So the kartrupada here is samskritam or ashvaha. Okay. So tasmai vimanani rochante. So vimanani rochante, because it is bahuvachana, we have bahuvachana. So the red here in these three sentences is to show that the kartrupada is changing. The sampradana is actually balakaya and maharajaya. So balakaya modakam rochate, maharajaya sangeetam rochate, mahyam samskritam rochate, yodhaya ashvaha rochante, tasmai vimanani rochante. So there is a question, does this mean these sentences are karmani? No, they are not. That is what I am saying. The karma, the samskrita is the karta here. Samskritam delights me. It is samskrita who is doing the work of pleasing me or delighting me. So these are not karmani sentences. They are kartari, active voice, and the karta is not aham. So mahyam samskritam rochate. That is why translating it as I like samskrita is misleading, because I am not the karta here. I am not doing anything. It is Sanskrit which is pleasing me, or which is making me like itself. Okay. So samskritam rochate. Sanskrit delights whom? Me. So mahyam samskritam rochate. So ashvaha rochante. Horses delight whom? The yodha. Yodhaya ashvaha rochante. Okay. So these are not karmani. They are kartari, or active sentences. So ruchidhatoh prayoge. Yaha santushtaha. He who is pleased. Tasya sampradana samya bhavati. So the sutra says ruchyarthanam priyamanaha. He who is being pleased or delighted gets sampradana. So because it is sampradana, it gets chaturthi vibhakti. Okay. अस्य अभ्यासं कुर्मः हृस् धातोः प्रयोगे. मीनाक्षी
बालकाय अक्षफलं रोचते. बालिकायाः
बालिकायै
बालिकायै पुष्पं रोचते. मित्राय पुस्तकानि रोचन्ते.
मित्राय पुस्तकानि रोचन्ते. शर्मा महोदय.
कृष्णाय नवनीतं रोचते.
अम्बायै
चलच्चित्रं रोचते. कलत्राय शाटिकाः रोचन्ते.
रोचन्ते सम्यक्. सो यस्, सो कृष्णाय नवनीतं रोचते. अम्बायै चलच्चित्रं रोचते. चलच्चित्रं सिनेमा और मूवी. कलत्राय, कलत्रम इज अ स्पेशल वर्ड. इट इज, इट मीन्स वाइफ. इट इज एन अपुंसकलिंग वर्ड बट इट मीन्स वाइफ. शाटिकाः रोचन्ते. मलकोंडय्य.
सुप्रभातम् महोदय.
हाँ सुप्रभातम्.
सह कथाः सह तस्मै कथाः रोचन्ते.
तस्मै कथाः रोचन्ते.
तस्यै नाटकानि रोचन्ते.
तस्यै नाटकानि रोचन्ते.
एतस्मै कादम्बरी रोचते.
कादम्बरी रोचते. एतस्मै कादम्बरी रोचते. सो कादम्बरी इज अ नॉवेल. शाटिका इज अ सारी. जनरली इन ओल्डर संस्कृत वाज यूज्ड फॉर जस्ट एनी क्लॉथ विच इज रैप्ड अराउंड. But it is now conventional to use it in the sense of sari. Okay. Sujata.
Yes, ma'am. Etasyai bhashanam rochate. Mahyam व्याकरणं रोचते. तुभ्यं वेदान्तः रोचते.
यस् सम्यक्. सत्र सर्वत्र चतुर्थी विभक्तेः एकवचनस्य अभ्यासः कृतः. अग्रे बहुवचनस्य सॉरी जस्ट वन मोमेंट. सो अत्र कश्चन प्रश्नः अस्ति. कादम्बरी इस् मादकद्रवः. यस् कादम्बरी इस् आल्सो यूस्ड् इन् द सेन्स् आफ् वैन्. or a drink. But it is also conventional to use it in the sense of the text based on the Kadambari, which is the, you know, big text of Kadambari is originally the text of Banabhatta, the very long Gadya Grantha. So in it has now become conventional to use it in the sense of the longer novels. Okay. So there is also a Shlesha, a famous Vakya which uses the Shlesha between these. Kadambari rasajnanam aharopina rochate. So for those who know the, you know, the taste of Kadambari, so they do not even like food. So here the word Kadambari is used both for wine, I mean those who are addicted to drinking do not even want food, and also for Kadambari of Banabhatta, the novel. Okay, so now we will take this exercise. Bahuvachana of the sampradana, the to whom it is liked. Okay. So there is a question. Yes, Venkateshwaran Mahoday, prashna hastya.
Yeah, madam, I am with previous to previous slide. Samskrutam rochate. Samskrutam is the kata, and it is indicated in red. In the line previous to that,
sampradana is indicated.
It is indicated in the red. What is the difference?
No, that is what here I was just, I should have used a different color. So here I was just trying to show that the Kriyapada changes with the Kartrapada and not with the Sampradana. So that is why I should have used a different color. Sorry for So here the Sampradana is of course Mahyam and Yodhaya. The Kriyapada changes with Samskritam and Ashvaha. Okay. So I'll change that color when I upload the this. Yes.
One more question. In the 10th, that is 11th and the 12th class, Sanskrit from homes in the site, the exercises as well as the PPT, that is PowerPoint lecture notes, are not uploaded, madam. Only lecture video is there.
No, that's uploaded, right? I did upload it. Only the last class I have not uploaded yet. The 13th class, I mean, there were some problems with uploading, so I could not. But the older classes, I have uploaded all, I mean, audio and...
Up to 11th is one, right? But then 12th and 13th.
13th is not uploaded, but 12th is. Just check, because I uploaded it just before last class, I think last Friday. This one, I could not upload this week because of some problems. So I will upload both classes, both last week's. The class 13 and 14 will be uploaded this week. Till 12, it is there.
So, madam, last question. Jagarukata, what is the exact meaning? Jagarukata.
Jagarukata is being alert. Alertness.
Alert.
Yes. Jagrit nidrakshaye is the dhata root, means not to sleep, to be awake. So it is used in a sense of being careful or alert.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, those who want to try this exercise, please raise your hands. Rao Mahoday.
Yeah. Balakebhyaha phalani rochate.
Phalam rochate or phalani rochante.
Yeah, phalani, oh sorry, phalani rochante. Gopyaha.
Bahuvachanam.
Gopi, gopyai. Gopyaha.
Gopibhyaha.
Krishnaya.
Gopibhyaha. Krishnaha.
अयम
को
फलम बेटर कृष्णा है इज इट कृष्णा इज प्रथम एकवचन राइट
यस गोपीभ्यः कृष्णः रोचते
ओके ओके
गोपीभ्यः कृष्णः रोचते
ओके देवाय
बहुवचनम्
देवेभ्यः यज्ञः रोचते
देवेभ्यः करेक्ट यज्ञः प्रथमः इट्स प्रथमः यज्ञः रोचते अस्मै देवेभ्यः
So it's a Katare Prayoga for the what do you call this second word, Palam Krishnaha Yajnaha, that's a Katare Prayoga.
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking it is Karmani, that's why I said Krishna.
So Devebhyaha Yajnaha Rochate. Gita Ramachandra.
महिलाभ्यः पुष्पाणि रोचते
पुष्पाणि
रोचते
रोचन्ते
ओ बहुवचन
पुष्पाणि रोचन्ते
रोचन्ते वानरेभ्यः कदलीफलानि रोचन्ते
वानरेभ्यः कदलीफलानि रोचन्ते
मित्रेभ्यः सम्भाषणं रोचन्ते
मित्रेभ्यः सम्भाषणं रोचते सो इट् डिपेण्ड्स् आन् बहुवचन आफ् द कर्तृपद इस् द सेकेण्ड् वन् पुष्पाणि रोचन्ते फलानि रोचन्ते सम्भाषणं रोचते मित्रेभ्यः सम्भाषणं रोचते सोरि ऐ कट् यू आफ् प्लीस् हलो सोरि यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् संथिङ्ग् गीता महोदय
Yeah, I missed a good part of the class earlier today as well as last week, so I'm sorry I made a mistake.
No issue at all. So, no problems. So, Mohanan Venkatachalam.
Good morning. I can, today I could join.
Okay.
I missed the class also, so...
No problem. You can try next time. Ramanujan?
Tebhyaha Ghritam Rochate.
Tebhyaha Ghritam Rochate.
Etabhyaha Ghritam Rochate. अस्मभ्यं वीणावादनं रोचते
वीणावादनं रोचते सो घृतम् इस् घी दट् यु शुड् नो सुम
एताभ्याम्
एताभ्यः
एताभ्यः भगवन्नामं भगवन्नाम रोचते
एताभ्यः भगवन्नाम रोचते
तुभ्यं किं रोचते
तुभ्यं किं रोचते वाट् डु यु लैक्
एतेभ्यः फलानि रोचन्ते
एतेभ्यः फलानि रोचन्ते ताभ्यः भगवन्नाम रोचते युष्मभ्यं किं रोचते त्वं बहुवचन युष्मभ्यं किं रोचते etebhyah phalani rochante. Right. Sorry. So next, you can also use it in the negative as in na rochate or na rochante. So similar construction. So does not like or does not delight ityarthe. Na rochate ityasya api prayogah kartum shakyah. Sujata.
Ramaya asatyam na rochate.
Na rochate. Mm.
Arjunaya yuddham na rochate. Girijayai ganga na rochate.
Girijayai ganga na rochate. Padmanabhan Mohanaya.
Devebhyaha asuraha na rochante.
Devebhyaha asuraha na rochante.
Asurebhyaha satkaryani na rochante. Narayanaya bhakti na rochante.
Sorry, wrong example. So, I must have been thinking something else. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So, just take those by the words and not by the meaning. That word. Guru?
Tasmi
Bahuvachanam?
Bahuvachanam. Tebhyah Himsa na Rochate. Tebhyah Himsa na Rochate.
Na Rochate.
Na Rochate. Vayam Asmabhyam Alasyam na Rochate. Sa Tabhyam
Tabhyah
Preta Kathaha na Rochate.
Na Rochante.
Preta Kathaha na Rochante.
So, Preta Katha, horror stories. Okay. Malakondaya, Mahodaya.
Haru.
Yes.
Etaha, Shatani, na? Vachana.
Yes.
Eka Vachanam?
Bahuvachanam. Bahuvachanam. Etaha.
Etabhyaha. Shakani na rochante. Ismabhyam. Ismabhyam ete na rochante. Etaya eta eta ete bhyaha aham na rochate.
Aham?
Aham?
Na?
Aham na rochate.
Na roche. So, it's very rare, but you can also use it in all. Just like aham vande, if I use it aham na roche, I do not delight him, or he does not like me, etyarthe. Etasmai aham na roche iti prayogaha sadhu. It is correct. I mean, you can also use it in all three purushas. Okay. Tvam na rochase. And anything. Eshaha na rochate. Ete na rochante. Aham na roche. Vayam na rocha mahe. It will be the atmanepada form. Like vandate, vandete, vandante. You have rochate, rochete, rochante. Rochase, rochethe, rochadhe, roche, rochavahe, rochamahe. You can say, vayam na rochamahe. Somebody, tasmai, he doesn't like us, or we don't delight him. So, and so on. Okay. So, those figures are also correct, though rare. I mean, we usually restrict ourselves to only rochate and rochante, but these are also perfectly valid prayogas. Okay. Any questions with Rochate? Prashna Santiva? Sorry, okay. If you have any questions, you can raise your hand. So I have. Any questions with the usage of Rochate? Yes, Varadarajan Mahodaya, Prashna Hastiva?
No. No, thank you.
Okay. So we'll go on to another context where we have this sampradana. So first instance is the recipient of giving, right? So yatra yatra danam dana kriya asti tatra karmanah uddeshyam. The recipient of karma is sampradana. Second, when we use the dhatu, ruchi. The dhatu is ruchi. The forms are rochate, rochete, rochante, rochase, rochase, rochete, rochadhve, roche, rochavahe, rochamahe. So, tasya prayoge priyamanaha, that which is pleased, will get sampradana. And now the third case. There are a couple of questions. Roche should only be for aham. Yes, it is for aham. Yes, Ramanujan.
I got a little confused. I guess since you read out the full Ruchidhatu table, according to the subject we have to apply, right?
Yes. Saha rochate, tvam rochase, aham roche.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I somewhere got the feeling that it can be used for Rochate or Roche can be interchangeably used.
No. Depending on the Purusha of the Tata. Just like you would say Pathati or Pathami. There it's more instinctive. Here also it is Rochate or Roche. So Aham Roche, Saha Rochate. Yeah. Bhagavan Nama ityatra dvitiya vibhakti astiva iti prashnaha. There are some cases where we said Bhagavan Nama Rochate. Na, Prathama vibhakti. Everywhere the second word was in Prathama, should be in Prathama Vibhakti only. Bhagavan Nama, Nama Namani Namani, Iti Topani, Prathama Vibhakti Eva. So we'll go to the third case of Sampradana. Just read and understand these sentences. Ravanaha Ramaya Krudhyati. Duryodhanaha Pandavebhyaha Druhyati. Satyabhama Rukminyai Irshyati. Shishupalaha Krishnaya Asuyati. So you have these four words, Krudha, Druha, Irshya and Asuya. Okay. So we'll see the exact meanings later, but you should also know that they are negative emotions, anger and hurting somebody or harming somebody, jealousy, etc. So in this case, towards whom the jealousy is directed. So Ravana is angry towards Rama. Duryodhana tries to harm the Pandavas. Satyabhama is jealous of Rukmini. Shishupala, again envious of Krishna. So towards whom the anger is directed. So that is called Sampradana. And therefore will be in Chaturthi Vibhakti. So there are differences for these four. So Krudha Dinam Prayoge Kopa Patrasya, the target of anger. All these are emotions which are arising from anger. So the target of anger is called Sampradana. So Krodhaha Amarshaha Kopaha. Krodha is anger. Okay, deep anger, not just you get angry, sometimes you just get annoyed and it goes away. It's not that. Krodha is a rooted anger towards somebody. Drohaha apakaraha. So when you act on the anger to actually try to harm somebody, you could be angry at somebody and you may not act at it. So when you do something to hurt or harm somebody, it is called droha. Okay. So krodha is just being angry, whereas droha is apakaraha, harming somebody due to this anger. Irshya, akshama. So Irshya is the common term of jealousy, intolerance to somebody. Somebody is gets lot of money and you feel bad. So that is again a feeling, that is Irshya. Whereas Asuya, so both these are, you know, alternately used normally as, you know, jealousy or envy. But there is a subtle difference. So Asuya is Guneshu Dosha Vishkaranam. In good qualities, you find faults. Fault finding is called Asuya. So because of the intolerance, so again, you are intolerant, you don't like somebody. So you try to project their good qualities as fault. Say somebody speaks very well, so you are jealous of their oratory. So you go on saying that, oh, he always speaks or he is a chatterbox or whatever. So the good quality, the guna of, you know, the oratory, the skill of oratory is converted into something like saying he is a chatterbox. So guneshu dosha vishkaranam. So finding faults with the good qualities is called asuya. So krodhaha amarshaha. Krodha is rooted anger. Droha is harming somebody due to anger. Irshya, akshama, intolerance towards somebody, towards somebody's success or, you know, abhivriddhi. Asuya, guneshu dosha vishkaranam, finding faults with good qualities. Okay. So these four, when we are using them as a dhatu, kopa patrasya, towards whom these emotions are directed, so that gets sampradana and therefore chaturthi vibhakti. Okay. So we will now try this exercise. So say Sureshaha Govindaya Krudhyati. So Govindaha and so on. There's a chain. So Sureshaha Govindaya Krudhyati. So those who want to try can raise your hands. Vaidyanathan Mahoday.
Suresha, Govinda Dukyati, Govinda Shankaraya Dukyati, Shankaraya
enough. So we can each take two. Yeah, thank you. So Suresha, Govindaya Krudhyati, Govinda Shankaraya Druhyati. Next, Gita Namachandra.
Maheshaha Girijayai Asuyati.
Sorry, Shankaraha. Let us start here.
Oh, sorry. Shankaraha Maheshaya Ishyati. Maheshaha Girijayai Ishyati.
Asuyati.
Asuyati.
Okay.
Then,
thank you. No, thank you.
Okay.
Meenakshi.
Girija Madhavyai Irshyati. Madhavi Mohanaya Krudhyati.
Samyak. Sujata.
Madhavi, sorry.
Mohanaha.
Vanyai Asuyati. Vani Ramayai Drishyati.
Ha. Thank you. Harish.
Rama Rameshaya Krudhyati.
Rameshaya Krudhyati. Rameshaha Gangayai Asuyati. Rav.
Yeah. Ganga Gayatriyai Drushyati. Gayatri Anandaya Irshati.
Irshati. Etesham Chaturunam Prayoga. So you have Krudha, Druha, Irshya, Asuya. So towards whom the anger is directed is called Sampradana and will get Chaturthi Vibhakti. So we have seen three instances of Sampradana. The first is the recipient of giving. The second is the person who is delighted in case of the usage of Ruchi Dhatu, Rochate. And the third is when we are using Krudha, Druha, Irshya, Asuya, the person towards whom the anger is directed. So all these are called Sampradana. So because of Sampradana, they are all used in Chaturthi Vibhakti. So next, we will see one case of Upapada Chaturthi. There is still some more to this Karaka Chaturthi. Okay? So some other Karakas are used in Chaturthi. So we will take this in the next class. So now we will see this is very easy. The Upapada Chaturthi, the most common Upapada Chaturthi is Namaha. So in association with Namaha, there is Chaturthi, towards whom we are, the salutation is. So Ramaya Namaha, Haraye Namaha, Gurave Namaha, Sarvatra Chaturthi Vibhaktihi Bhavati. So very easy, almost everybody would be familiar with this. So we will just take a quick exercise for this. Before that, there's a question, what is Druhyati? Druhyati is to harm somebody out of anger. Okay. So, Uma Shankari, you have to unmute yourself. You have to click on the microphone to unmute. I cannot hear you otherwise. Okay. Why am I not able to unmute anybody? Okay. Mohanan? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. Huh.
Hello?
Yes. Do you want to take this?
Sri Ramaya Namaha.
Hmm. Next one.
Ramabhadraya Namaha.
Hmm.
Ramachandraya Namaha.
Ha. So, Ramaya, Ramabhadraya, Ramachandraya, Vedhase. Vedhase is also, again, Chaturthi. Okay. So, next. Rama Guru Rajan.
Raghunathaya Namaha.
Hmm.
Sita Kantaya Namaha. Hanumat Priyaya Namaha.
Raghunathaya Namaha. Sita Kantaya Namaha. Hanumat Priyaya Namaha. Varadarajan Mahalaya.
Namayai Namaha. Davitayai Namaha. Gangayai Namaha.
Paul?
Girijayai Namaha.
Girijayai Namaha.
Durgayai.
Durgayai
Namaha.
Durgayai.
Sitayai Namaha.
Sitayai. You just said
Sitayai.
Yes. So Sitayai Namaha.
Girijayai.
Yes.
Durgayai Namaha. Sitayai Namaha.
Yes. Malakondaya.
Sarvam.
Hmm.
Saraswatyai namaha.
Hmm.
Saraswatyai namaha.
Hmm.
Parvatyai namaha.
Hmm.
Vanyai namaha.
Hmm. Thank you.
Hmm.
Sujata.
Lakshmiyai namaha. Gauriyai namaha.
Hmm.
Kaliyai namaha.
Hmm. Meenakshi.
Devaye. Deve. Devebhyah namaha.
Hmm. Devebhyah namaha.
Devibhyah namaha.
Devibhyah namaha.
Brahmanebhyah namaha.
Brahmanebhyah namaha. Hmm. Ramanujan.
Arjanebhyah namaha.
Hmm.
Rishi Varebhyah namaha. Shastrakarebhyah namaha.
Ha. So whether ekavachana or bahuvachana, we use chaturthi vibhakti with namaha. Okay. So that's it for today. We will stop here. So there are a few more instances of chaturthi vibhakti, which we will see in the next class. Any questions you can ask now? Yes, Malakondayam.
One old question, madam. How many letters are there in Sanskrit? Okay. That is the old question. Mm-hmm. New question is, in the audio old classes, I am unable to hear in full. Only some portion I am hearing. Again, the same portion is repeating.
I could try downloading them rather than playing them in the player. In some systems, it does not play for full. So I think if you just right click and download and save it. I don't know, because I mean some people it's not consistent, so we have told our technical team, but they are not able to solve it. Can you just try downloading it to your system and playing it? It might help. So usually if you just save it to your system and play it, it usually works. So just try it out and let me know. If not possible, let's see what can be done.
Okay. Regarding first question, madam?
That I'll take it. Just I'll address the other question and I'll come back to it today. Yes. Sujata. Yes. You have a question?
Yes, ma'am. Kali is written, but sometimes we hear Kali pronounced as Kali. So, which is correct? And I also heard, that Kali is sometimes pronounced only in Vedas.
Okay, so yeah, that's a related question to the one that he asked. So we'll take that right after this.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Rao Mahode.
Yeah. My question is, I have just one question. From for the last half an hour, we have been talking about this, whether if you like him, you use the chaturthi. If you hate him, you like the chaturthi. And swatha and swaha also, we use the chaturthi. Does it mean for all feelings that we express, we have to use the chaturthi?
Not necessarily. See, all these are specified in the sutra. So words which are in the sutras will get chaturthi. So Namaswasti Swaha Swadha Alam Vashad Yoga says that Namaha Swasti Swaha Swadha Alam Vashad, they get Chaturthi. And there the sutra says Krudha Druha Irshya Asuya, etc. So Krudha Dhyasebhya.
What are other feelings are left over? They have covered everything.
You can think if there is any. So I have not thought it from that angle. So let us
In life there are only two things, whether you like or you hate. For both of them you will be chitati. Because there is no other way, either you like him or don't like him, that's all.
No, see, if you are looking like something like you pity somebody, you say tasya shochati, you shashti. The normal case in all these is shashti, so chaturthi is a apavada. So if you are using something like shochate, so it's you don't use a chaturthi.
Okay. So do you, when you cry for somebody, you use chaturthi?
No, you don't.
Suppose may God forbid, somebody dies, and then in that context, do you use chaturthi?
No, we use shashti. Because that shochati or roditi does not have this of chaturthi.
Okay.
There is no chaturthi vidhana. Okay. Mm. And something like you are friendly towards somebody, you can say tasmin snihyati. So affectionate towards him. So there we use tasmin snihyati, the saptami. So it's not a generalized this thing for emotions.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes, Malakondaya Mahanaya.
Yes, madam. What is the meaning of Vashat Indraya? Vashat Indraya.
See,
it is in Chaturthi, that sentence.
Swaha, Swadha, Vashat, they are all used to, you know, for offering to these things in specific context. Actually, I have not done Veda Dhyana. So,
something.
Huh? It's an offer, like Swaha. It is like Swaha, but they are used in specific context. So Swaha, Swadha and Vashat. So Swadha I think is for the Pitaraha. And that is the forefathers when you are giving, you use Vashat, Swadha. So Vashat, what's the difference between Swaha and Vashat? Maybe Harish Mahalaya.
That is in Chaturthi Vibhakti only, madam?
Yes, yes.
And Hitam Shabd also comes for Chaturthi.
One second, Hitam. Please. One moment. Yes. Harish Mahodaya.
Yeah.
Where
is the difference between Swaha, Swadha and Vashat? So, Swaha is generally used for Devas. Any of the Vohan that we do in the.
Oh, okay.
Swadha is used for all the Pitra offerings. And Vashat is generally used only in big Yajas, which is done outside of the house.
Oh.
But all of them are the same thing. It is just
like the
form of
Arvini
is different and the
words are
used.
Yeah. So for the homas at home or general, we use Swaha, and for Vedic Yajnas we use Vashat, and Swadha is for Pitras. So that's the difference. Okay, so next question. You said something about Hitam Malakondaya.
Yes, madam. And this Hitam Shabda also comes for Chaturthi. Please confirm, madam.
Yes.
Hitam.
Yes.
Balakaya Hitam Dugdham sentence.
Yes, correct.
And one more sentence. Spattihi Jnanaya Kalpate. Kalpate Dhatu also comes under Chaturthi. Please confirm.
Yes, it is correct. So we will probably see that in the next class about that. Thank you. So somebody asked, is last week's class uploaded? No, just last week it is pending. I've uploaded the YouTube video, but the other materials are not uploaded. So I'll upload both of them this week. And I think that's it. So there is one question which somebody has been asking since long about the number of letters in Sanskrita. So just a very quick note of it. Okay. So, so if you look at this one, this is the usual Matrika Patha which is taught to students at the beginning. Okay, so the normal IE order of this one. So you have these 15 considered as vowels, even though Amaha are technically not vowels, we have them as you know, in that order. So there are 15 of these. So 25 Vargiya Vyanjanas and then 8 Avargiya Vyanjanas. So which makes it 48. So this is what is normally taught to students at the beginning. Just fine, there is nothing wrong in it. But to be more exact about the number of letters, so you can see here there is a chart which tells, so Varnaha, there is a Shiksha which says Trishashtihi Chatushashtirva Varnaha Shambhumate Mataha. Okay. So 63 or 64 are the number of letters. So this is how they are split. So Swaraha, Ayogavahaha, Vyanjanani, Yamaha. There are four kinds. So Swaras or vowels. So you have the Hraswa Swaras are five. A, E, U, R, L. And Dirgha Swaras are eight. A, E, U, R, A, I, O, Au. And there are Plutha Swaras, 9. Okay. Together there are 22 Swaras. Swayam Rajante iti Swaraha. So those are which can be pronounced independently without requiring any other letters. So the Hraswa, Dirgha, Plutha, you should know. One Matra, two Matra, three Matras. So those are the Swaras. So then there are the Ayogavahas. Ayogavahas are those which are always added after a swara. Okay, you know the anuswara, visarga, the usual ones. Also there is diphamuliya and upadhamaniya. So they are both represented by the symbol of double U. That is one straight U and one inverted U. But in normal usage, generally visarga is written and we pronounce diphamuliya or upadhamaniya. Okay, so that is a common this one, that we write antahkaranam, we write the visarga, but it is pronounced with jihvamuliya and upadhmaniya. Tapah phalam, the ak and ap, those sounds are called jihvamuliya and upadhmaniya. So like visarga, they are found after a swara. So all these are after vowels. Okay, they do not have an independent existence, but they are separate letters. So there are four ayogavahas. The normal matrika patal is only two, am, aha. Okay, but these two are also there and are also required. So there are four of Ayogavahas. So then there are the Vyanjanas. So 33, which is the 25 Vargiya Vyanjanas and the 8 Avargiya Vyanjanas. And of course the Lakara, which somebody asked. Yes, Lakara is used only in the Vedas. The Laukika Samskrita does not have Lakara. So it is Kali. Okay, but the Vedic Samskrita has Lakara Agnimile. So there are certain cases where varna modification, the lakara uchcharana is found. Okay, so that is the 63 plus 1. So if we are considering the lakara, it is 64. If we are not considering the lakara, it is 63. That is the trishashtihi, chatushashtihi va. Okay, so either way, 63 or 64 letters because of this lakara being considered or not. Okay, and the last one, yamas, which are normally not popular, but they are letters which are, the Kaumali gives the definition as Vargesha Adhyam Chaturnam Panchame Pare, when the first four letters of any Varga are followed by a fifth letter, that is an Anunasika letter, Madhye Yamonama Purva Sadrisho Varanaha. So in between, say when you are saying Agnihi, there is Ga and Na, so in between there is a sound, an intermediate sound, which is Anunasika, which is sort of, you know, mixture of both. It has anunasika properties and it also has the properties of the gakara, the first letter. Okay, so it's a strange letter. You cannot perceive it separately, but it is still there. In normal language, we do not consider it because it's not very precise. It is there, I mean. This letter does not exist only in the Vedas. It exists even when we are speaking normally. I mean, whenever you say Agnihi, you cannot say it without that intermediate letter, which is very faint or imperceptible. But since the Vedas, the Pratishakyas are very precise about, you know, defining each letter. Okay, so there are cases where each letter should be very clearly defined in the Vedas. So that is why the Pratishakyas list the Yamas and we don't list them in normal language, but it is present everywhere. Okay, whenever we pronounce any Vargiya Vyanjana, the first four letters of a Varga followed immediately by a fifth letter. As you can see, a Sikni is written with the two Kakaras. So the one in middle is not a complete Kakara. It is an Anunasika and it has the properties of both the previous and the following letters. So that is the Yama. Okay. So it is there for the first letter, second letter, third and fourth. Okay. So it has varying characters. So those are called Yamas. So they are four in number. So together the number of letters is either 63 or 64. So now there is a question. When I pray to Kali, what is the right way? It is Kali, the Lakara, the Dantya, Kalyai Namaha. There is no Li in Sanskrit. Okay, when we are talking about normal language. Okay. There is one more question. Whatever the Sandhi, yes, you mean the Avagraha. The Avagraha Chinha is just a symbol. There is no letter there. Okay, when you are saying, say, Ramopi, the letters there are only R, A, M, O, P, I. Okay, there is nothing in between O and Pakara. Okay, the symbol is just used sometimes to indicate that there was an Akara or an Akara. It is only used in written practice and Atto only in recent times. So, it is not a letter. Varna is one which has a, you can hear it. Okay, audible, this one. So those which are not audible are called varnas. Okay, so there are few more questions. What is Pluta? Pluta is a letter which is pronounced with more than two matras. Matra is the time that we use to measure the letters. So A is Hraswa. Two matras is Dirgha. Three and sometimes more than it is called Pluta. The three matras or more, any swara which extends for more than that is called Pluta swara. Okay, that's here. Eka matraha bhaved hraswaha, dvimatraha dirghaha uchyate, trimatrastu plutogyayaha. So Pluta has three matras, vyanjanantu ardha matrakam. So vyanjanas have half a matra. Okay. So one more question, what about kshatra jnya? They are all not individual letters. They are all sanyuktaksharas. So, kakara plus shakara is ksh. Pakara plus repha is tra. Jakara plus nyakara is dhya. So, there are hundreds of sanyuktaksharas. So, normally the Hindi alphabet and even some of the regional like the Kannada alphabets, they list the kshatrajnya in with the alphabets. And, you know, they are the commonly used sanyuktaksharas. But, by no standard will they make the category of letters because they are letter combinations and not individual letters. So please read examples of all the yamas. So asikni chakhnatuhu agnihi ghananti. Uh-huh. The four yamas. There's the last question. Yes, Malakondaya Mohanay.
Yes, madam. In studying a degree in Sanskrit, Sahityam is better or Vyakaranam is better, madam?
There is no question of being better. It is what you want to do. I mean, what you want to learn or anybody who the student wants. I mean, there is nothing better at all. It's just, it's totally different. Vyakarana is, for those who want to study, Vyakarana itself as a Shastra. Sahitya is as the general Sahitya Shastra or the general.
If you given this option, what you will select, madam?
See, that is not a question to be asked at all. I mean, I have already selected Vyakarana and I have studied Vyakarana. But that's a purely personal choice. It's not like this.
Vyakarana and other co-students are there in Sahityam. How you feel, madam?
Sorry, I didn't understand. And I'm very sorry. I mean, we are getting late for the next class because it starts at 7:30. So maybe we can have this offline. I'll give you my number so you can call me.
Okay.
Just the last one, is there a question subject related? Yes, Rao Mohoria, is there a question?
Yeah. You know, this Upadmaniya and the other one, but that is, what is the other one?
Jihvamuliya.
Jihvamuliya. Jihvamuliya is for Kavarga and Upadmaniya is for Pavarga, right?
Yes.
Pakara.
Yeah, Jihvamuliya right? is for Kakha, Upadmaniya is Papha. When Nisarga is followed by Ka or Kha, we have Jihvamuliya. When it is followed by Pa or Pha, we have Upadmaniya.
Okay, thank you.
So, okay, the last question, absolutely. How do we say the first, second or third Yama? If the first letter of a Varga is followed by Anunasika, it is called the first Prathama Varanatva Yama. So the second letter followed by Anunasika, it is called this one. Similarly, third plus Anunasika is called Tritiya Yama and fourth letter plus Anunasika is called Chaturtha Yama. So, yes, I will post this. You know, I'll give this file, I'll upload this file along with the other materials for those who are interested. Okay. So, now we'll stop this. So, if there are any questions related to this, we can definitely take it in the next class. But since we have another one starting in just 5 minutes, we'll close this now. Ramo Rajamani Sada Vijayate Ramam Ramesham Bhaje Ramena Abhihata Nishachara Chamuhu Ramaya Tasmai Namaha Ramanasti Parayanam Parataram Ramasya Dasosmiham Rame Chittalaya Sada Bhavatu Me Bho Rama Mamuddhara Gurureva Gatihi Gurumeva Bhaje Gurunaiva Sahasmi Namo Gurave Na Guroh Paramam Shishurasmi Guroh Matirasti Guroh Mapahi Guroh.